It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for September 12th of 2025. As of this recording, authorities announced they arrested the MAGA Christian nationalist influencer Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin. Authorities say the suspect is identified as 22-year-old male Tyler Robinson, a young white man who was turned in by his family. Now, naturally, during a press conference today, the joke that is Kash Patel, Dear Leader's FBI chief, proclaimed, "This is what happens when you let good cops be cops." Again, Patel's FBI ran around like Keystone Cops these past 2 days because, like most of Dear Leader's lackeys inside the regime, he is completely unqualified to protect America and to protect Americans. It seems like the reason this guy got caught is because the alleged shooter's family turned him in. But regardless, it's good that the alleged assassin is in custody. Michigan progressive activist and former Democratic state representative candidate in Oakland County, Julia Pulver, posted the following on Blue Sky today, and it perfectly stated my entire thoughts of what has transpired here this week. And Julia Pulver said, "I don't want hateful bigots dead. I want them to live so long that they are forced to witness and live through the progress that we make despite their every effort to hold us back and keep us down. Happiness is the best revenge for people trying to make us miserable. I want them alive, and I want them proven wrong." I completely agree with that sentiment. It's why I've always been against the death penalty. To me, it seems like an easy way out for the most deranged and evil people to be put to death for their actions. The worst punishment I always thought was keeping them alive in a little itty-bitty cell for the rest of their lives. Now, as I said on this week's show, defeating the extreme right MAGA Republican white Christian nationalist on a political and rhetorical level is the best way to grow a political movement. And then relish in watching MAGA Republicans, as Julia said, witness the progress that we are making in turning this country into a more prosperous, a more accepting, and more enlightened country for all is the best kind of revenge. Every Democrat, every progressive official, and many progressive talkers and activists and influencers condemn the assassination, which doesn't surprise me at all. We're the ones who fight to pass sensible gun protection laws to help protect people across the political spectrum. That's why I said this week how Charlie Kirk's assassination was another despicable example of the gun violence epidemic, which is unique to the United States of America. I believe we all have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that's why we shouldn't value the gun more than our lives. But hey, that's the pro-lifer in me, I guess. You didn't see progressives storm the Capitol building, beat cops, and try to overturn an election that didn't go our way. Progressives weren't the ones planning to kidnap Michigan Governor Whitmer. And it wasn't a progressive who walked into the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta last month, firing hundreds of rounds and then killing a police officer, David Rose. No, it was an anti-vaxxer. An anti-vaxxer did that evil act. Did Dear Leader Trump call for the flags to fly at half-staff across the country for that brave police officer? Nope. He remained silent because it didn't work for their agenda. Because some Americans matter and some Americans don't. Can you imagine, by the way, if the assassination would have happened in Detroit rather than in a red state like Utah? Can you just imagine? The military would be in downtown Detroit right now. Look, progressives are against violent means, which is why, despite Charlie Kirk representing everything that I oppose, I always say that he had the right to present his deranged views. It's called freedom of speech. But unlike Charlie Kirk and the MAGA cult, we progressives are the ones who've always actually believed in freedom of speech. I mean, don't be stunned or taken aback how MAGA Republicans are trying to use this event as a way to make progressives shut up. Come on, we saw that one coming miles and miles away. And we won't shut up because we believe in the First Amendment and we believe in democracy. The actions that we've witnessed this last decade, can MAGA Republicans really say the same? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Go Tigers, go Lions, and take the battle to them.